after the prophets alayhim salam, the most elite after the prophets alayhim salam, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another episode for you for our program, The Most Elite After the Prophets. We're talking about the greatness, the eminence, the virtues of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In our last episode, we spoke about the blessed parents of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and how they embraced Islam. In today's episode, inshallah azawajal, we'll shed some light on the blessed wives of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed offspring, and also see that what greatness they carry and how honored and privileged are the wives and the offspring of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This again shows us the grandeur and the greatness, the eminence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But before delving into it, before going into this topic, let's first of all listen to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and enlighten our hearts. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, whoever sends peace and blessings upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic of discussion today is the blessed wives and the blessed offspring of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had four wives. Two of them were in Makkatul Mukarramah and two of them were in Madinatul Munawwara. The first marriage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took place with the daughter of a very renowned personality of Quraysh, whose name was Abdul Uzza. And the name of his daughter with whom Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was married to, her name was Umme Qatila. And some are of the opinion that her name was Umme Qatila. And from her, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had one son and one daughter. The name of the son was Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the name of the daughter was Sayyidatuna Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So these are his children from his first marriage. Then his second marriage was with Umme Roman, Zainab binti Amir bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha belonged to the tribe of Farash bin Ghanam bin Kanana. This is the tribe that she belonged to. And from her, Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anha had one son and one daughter. The son was Sayyidina Abdurrahman radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the daughter was none other than our mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Zahida Abida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the same individual, the same companion of the Prophet, who had the honor, the privilege of accompanying the Azwaja Mutahharat, the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Umrah, at the occasion of the farewell Hajj. So this very special individual, who was the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of the Prophet, was also born to Sayyidatuna Umme Roman radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which was his second marriage. And Sayyidatuna Umme Roman radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away in 6th Hijri. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was himself present at her burial, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went inside her grave and said that whoever wants to see a woman amongst the heavenly maidens, the maidens of paradise, he should see her. These are the words that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said regarding Sayyidatuna Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the mother of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So she was the second wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. His third marriage was with Habiba bint Kharija bin Zaid, and from her he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had his youngest daughter Sayyidatuna Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala anha. And his fourth marriage was with Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha. And who was she? She was the wife of Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced martyrdom in the Battle of Muta. And after his martyrdom, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he married his widow Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now let's talk about the child that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had from Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha. It is stated that during the Hajj journey with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, when this blessed caravan of Hajj reached the place called Zul Hulayfa on 25th Zul Qadat al-Haram, that is when Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to his son, to the son of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was named Muhammad. So it was during this blessed journey when the son Muhammad of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also present over there. So upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha that perform ghusl and keep performing the rites of Hajj. However, do not perform the tawaf of the Kaaba. Now, what was the reason behind this? Because to perform tawaf, she would of course definitely have to enter Masjid al-Haram after giving a birth to a child. The woman who's in this state, it is not permissible for her to enter a masjid. So, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first woman who faced this shari'i issue in Islam. And it was by the virtue of her that this very shari'i principle was established for the ummah until the day of judgment. This is also one of her excellences. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself testified to her chastity. When Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha was still alive. And after the passing of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem married her. So the son that she gave birth to, Sayyidina Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was brought up by none other than Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem himself. So this also shows the love between Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem brought up the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was named as Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now this was a brief description, a brief biography of the blessed wife of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's talk about the blessed offspring of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When we talk about the offspring of a certain personality, then of course the piety of the offspring also highlights the greatness of the father of the parents as well, because it is by the virtue of the upbringing and parentage of the father that the offspring receives the honor of being pious, and people recognize them and remember them as pious individuals. So as we will be talking about the honor and piety of the children of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this would also highlight the greatness of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself as well. And as we mentioned in our previous episode as well, that Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only personality on the face of this earth whose four generations in a row were blessed with the honor of being the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He himself, his parents, his children, all the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else other than him shares this honor, this privilege, this greatness with Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is unique in this privilege as well. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had three daughters and three sons. Now let's enlighten our hearts through talking about those blessed sons and those blessed daughters. The first son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he was the eldest son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it is stated that he embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam and became a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the conquest of Makkah, Hunain and Taif. And even during the migration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from Makkah to Medina, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu played a very vital role. He would stay with the Quraysh all day long. He would gather all the news of the Quraysh, what they're up to, etc. And in the night time, he would go to the cave of Sawr, where his father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. And he would relay the entire account, all the information of the Quraysh to them during the night time. And in the early hours of the morning, when it would still be dark, that's when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would return back to Makkatul Mukarrama. And when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu received the news, the assurity of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reaching Madinatul Munawwara safely, that's when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu also migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, taking rest of the family of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu along with him as well to Madinatul Munawwara. Now how he passed away, it is stated that he was struck with an arrow in the Battle of Taif, which was fired at him by Abu Mihjan Saqafi. Initially, this wound did actually heal up, but at a later stage, it opened up again. And due to its opening, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced martyrdom. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in Shawwal al-Mukarram 11 Hijri. And he left only 7 dinars behind him in inheritance, and he did not have any children. So this was a brief summary of the biography of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And the second son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And his kunya, his patronymic was Abu Abdullah. Sayyidina Abdurrahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced faith, embraced Islam at the occasion when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah took place. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also amongst those fortunate companions who had the privilege, the honor of migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also that fortunate companion who was appointed as a scribe of Wahi, as a scribe of the revelations that were revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very famous for his bravery, even in the pre-Islamic era as well as during the era of Islam. And in particular, his fighting skills were especially commendable during the conquest of Sham. And the famous city of Iraq, Basra, was also conquered by him. During the Battle of Badr, Sayyidina Abdurrahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with the disbelievers. But then Allah Almighty showered his special grace upon him and his mother, Umm Roman radiallahu ta'ala anha, and both of them accepted Islam, and they both then migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafu wa Ta'zeema. Sayyidina Abdurrahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in 53 Hijri near a mountain in Makkatul Mukarrama, and his sister Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha brought his body to Makkatul Mukarrama and also buried it over there. His son Muhammad bin Abdurrahman also beheld the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and embraced faith. So the son of Abdurrahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abdurrahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also beheld the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and embraced Islam. So this grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also became a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now let's talk about the third son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name was Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and his patronymic was Abul Qasim. And this son of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was included amongst the very righteous, elite righteous people of Quraysh. And as we mentioned before as well, that Sayyidina Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born during the journey of farewell Hajj. And he was brought up by Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed Sayyidina Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Egypt. But before he could take charge of Egypt, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. And thereafter, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem also appointed him on a very highly designated official rank of Egypt as well. So Sayyidina Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was born to Sayyidatuna Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anhu during the journey of farewell Hajj, who was looked after and brought up by Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. So this was the brief summary of the blessed son of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's talk about three blessed daughters of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when we start talking about his blessed daughters, then we have to start with none other than Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was the sister of Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, about whom we just spoke about. And what can be said about the eminence, the greatness of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha? She was Ummul Mu'mineen. She was the mother of the believers. She was the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this alone also highlights and shows the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his daughter was the mother of believers. His daughter was the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And she was also very beloved to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He alayhi salatu wasalam loved her immensely. And when we talk about her knowledge, how knowledgeable she was the most knowledgeable out of all the sahabiyat, the female companions. In many acclaimed and illustrious companions, they would turn to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha to find out regarding the rulings, regarding many, many shara'i issues. As Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha surpassed and excelled many, many acclaimed and senior companions when it came to knowledge, when it came to ilm. And in particular, it is said that she has a special favor upon the ummah for mentioning the rulings pertaining to Islamic sisters. Many, many rulings regarding Islamic sisters have been mentioned by Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it is stated that approximately 2,210 ahadith are narrated by Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And out of those 2,210 ahadith, 174 ahadith have been mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. She radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away at the age of 63 years and a few months in 57 Hijri. Now let's talk about the second daughter of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Even Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is very, very highly ranked companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. She was the sister of the eldest son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And she is the eldest daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma also played a very vital role in the migration of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also accompanied the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Makkah al-Mukarramah, who himself was also amongst the Ashara Mubashara. and Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, she lived for 100 years and she passed away in Makkatul Mukarrama. Her son Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma also beheld the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and attained the rank of being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was born to Sayyidatuna Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, also held the honor, also attained the privilege of becoming the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now let's talk about the third daughter, the youngest daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the youngest daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and she was still not born yet when her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. At the time of his passing, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave the glad tiding of Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsum radiyallahu ta'ala anha to his wife. So she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born after the passing of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was married to Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this very daughter of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as well, she was a means for the saintly miracle of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to be manifested. How? As we mentioned that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away before the birth of his daughter. So at that time, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told his wife that the baby that you have in your stomach is a girl. There's a whole account behind this, but this highlights the saintly miracle of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he knew by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the birth that his wife is about to going to give in a few months time, it is a baby girl. And when the birth took place, it was in fact a baby girl. It was Sayyidatuna Umm Kulsum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So again, this shows us about the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a brief summary description of the blessed wives of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed offspring. So we come to know that how blessed were the wives of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, apart from one of them who didn't embrace Islam, and how virtuous and pious were the children and grandchildren of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with this honor, with this privilege, that four of his generations, his parents, himself, his children and his grandchildren, all of them not only embraced Islam but also became the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No one else on the face of this earth shares this honor, this privilege with Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So along with many other virtues in which Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is unique, no one else has those honors, this is also one honor in which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is unique. So this is all from our today's episode. Inshallah azawajal, in our next episode we will bring more facts regarding the greatness and excellence of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where we will talk further about the greatness and eminence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and enlighten our hearts further. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. The most elite after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.